As acknowledged by the UNPO during the media session, misrepresentation of peoples has significant real-world negative impacts. In U.S. media, Guam is either presented as the butt of a joke or in the context of its strategic positioning for U.S. interests. While the island has the highest per capita enrollment in the U.S. military, is host to over 20,000 military personnel and their families, and currently has approximately 30% of landmass directly under U.S. military use, with that number expected to grow given the in-progress military buildup, the island is still dismissed from consideration as an autonomous entity. Following decades of both cultural and linguistic repression, Guam has been actively working to reclaim her voice and to understand her history from her own perspective. The work is being done to try to collect and record cultural heritage in the form of stories, traditional skills, and indigenous wisdom from elders who experienced the banning of their native tongue, Chamorro, between 1917 through the mid-1970s. Combined with consistent pro-US rhetoric and the positioning of English as the so-called language of success, a significant portion of the island's heritage has been lost. It is imperative that we preserve indigenous knowledge, cultural expression, and unique artistic heritage. Recently, Guam has been experiencing a cultural boon with fantastic public art displays by local artists exploring cultural identity and island sustainability, books, anthologies, and children's books being published by local artists highlighting unique island experiences, and successful efforts to publish respected academic articles that center local and indigenous wisdom. These community-centric approaches underscore Guam's commitment to safe and celebrated self-expression. As Ms. Staple eloquently stated, we need to move away from explaining identities to exploring them. It is imperative that we acknowledge and embrace the role of the arts as a means of challenging, exploring, and reclaiming the stories that have been told to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. And I now go to